Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Death of Samuel Hines. On this day, July 23rd in the year 1824, the Barbadian made public notification of the death of Samuel Hines. The notice read, and I quote, "On Wednesday the 21st at Warren's Plantation, the Honorable Samuel Hines, M.D., aged 63, his remains were attended yesterday to St. Michael's Church by a very numerous and respectable company, amongst whom were most of the public characters of the island. Dr. Hines was reported to be a gentleman of remarkably fine talents, a highly cultivated mind, and great literary attainments, and had acquitted himself throughout his public and private career with great ability, honor, and integrity. He was for a considerable period of his early life the independent and upright representative for the parish of St. James, and has for many years since adorned the council board by the exercise of his powerful talents and by a course exhibited unbiased patriotic exertion for the good of his country. The short period during which he filled the presidential chair in 1821 gave an earnest account of how he would have administered the government of the island had he remained at the head of affairs. Every lover of his country must deplore the death of such a man as a great public calamity. We were gratified to find that the Union flag at Charles's Fort was half-staffed yesterday as a mark of respect to the deceased, and we hope it was done at all the forts and signal posts," end quote. Samuel Hines was also a family man. He was married to Eleanor and was the father of Philip, William, Samuel, Mary, Susan, Ellen, and Anne. The Honorable Samuel Hines led a robust public life. He was by profession a medical doctor, and in the political arena, he was regarded as a real credit to his colony. He functioned in the capacity of Chief Justice and member of the House of Assembly, as well as governor and president of the Legislative Council, the body known today as the Senate. When president of the council, the Honorable John Brathwaite Skeat demitted office and departed for England on April the 18th, 1821, Hines was sworn in on that day. He was born at a time when those before him served empire, and following in those footsteps, he also became steeped in that pursuit. Furthermore, he also followed the social status of the time. As a member of the plantocracy, he owned the 480-acre Warren's Plantation, where 188 enslaved Africans lived and worked in 1823, the year before his death. Since the death of Samuel Hines in 1824, the Warren's Plantation has seen several major changes. Like many others, Warren's changed from wind power to steam. By the 1960s, that factory, again like many others, had also ceased grinding. A decade later, the plantation lands were sold, making way for future development of the new commercial center. Perhaps the only two recognizable features from 1824 are the great house and the giant baobab tree planted around 1720. On this day, July 23rd in the year 1824, according to a report in the Barbadian newspaper, the death of Samuel Hines, medical doctor, parliamentary representative for St. James, president of the Legislative Council, and owner of enslaved persons, was published.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.